You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda, for bringing us back. I love it when you do the breaks like that. It's always fun and terrific. We're here now with Andreas King Giovannis. I'm going to mess that up. Did I get it right?
100% correct.
How did I do that? He's the managing partner at Sextant Stays. It's an awesome idea he came up with. He was a graduate at UM. Did you grow up down here?
No, originally from New York City.
Okay, so he moved down here in 2014. He saw the disconnect between the values in property and the ways people were starting to live and utilize those properties. And he came up with a niche that I think is super awesome. I'm going to let Andreas tell us, what's your niche?
So I started Sextant Stays 4 years ago. I graduated University of Miami in a historically challenging job market, and I had gotten a president's scholarship, and I was fortunate enough to have my parents pay for college, and I took the money that I saved them and put it as a down payment on a condo.
That was smart.
It was. I could have bought a Ferrari, but decided to get a real asset.
Yeah, the Ferrari would depreciate. That's a tip. You were an economics major, right?
I was.
Okay, you knew that.
And I started renting it out just occasionally, and came to realize that renting the property on Airbnb or HomeAway for one weekend paid the mortgage for the entire month. So a light bulb went off, and we decided let's grow and expand the business.
So there's lots of multifamily units all over Dade, Broward, Palm Beach County, but not all of them can go into a rental pool. How do you tell which ones can and which ones can't?
So any condo is going to have restrictions. So condo product is pretty much untouchable.
Okay.
Condo hotel product like the Four Seasons or the W or the Conrad Hilton would permit short-term vacation rentals. And then apartments, assuming that you're able to get in during the lease-up phase, would also allow vacation rentals.
So I got to believe that when an apartment building is fully built, but only partially initially occupied, that there's probably a way that they can make a whole section available to somebody like you, and it increases their lease up and throws numbers right down to the bottom line that they would never even project.
Exactly. So we'll come in during the lease up phase and we'll expedite lease up. We'll take entire floors, sometimes entire buildings.
Wow. So for instance, I have a friend, he's leasing up a project. It's near Aventura. You'd contract with the guy to take 50 units for a couple of months.
Exactly. And we operate very similar to a long-term tenant in that we're paying first, last, and security, sometimes up to an entire year up front. We're handling everything from the moment the guest inquires all the way to checkout. So there's no landlord involvement at all other than getting a check on the first of each month.
What's the impact on the landlord's on-property staff?
Minimal. So we're taking care of maintenance. We have our own staff on site. And generally, in most cases, we want to take the entire building, at the very least, an isolated block of units.
And do the maintenance for them? So you have like a sister company that also does maintenance?
In-house maintenance. If there's a toilet that needs to be snaked, you're not going to hear about it. We're just going to do it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you might hear about it initially, but you probably wouldn't hear about it after that. So now, I've been at plenty of conferences where people raise their hand, they talk about Airbnb, and the person, they go on a business trip. Nobody uses Airbnb. I guess it's because corporate doesn't reimburse for Airbnb. But when they go on vacation, they all want a condo rental. So how do you make it seamless for the person that's looking for a rental in Miami to come into Miami and do, is it a vacation rental or is it more like a short-term, mid-term rental for like somebody coming here for a job? Which is it, or is it both?
Mm-hmm. We're pretty diverse. So everything from medical tourism to leisure to business, we serve all those demographics.
Wow, that's terrific. And so do you create relationships with the different landlords? Is that how you do it? Or you just kind of like call them cold? Or how does that work where you get a listing? Because I got to believe you want the best listings, don't you?
Through people like you.
like me, just because I know everybody, just because I do all those development deals. So let me ask you this. Let's say that somebody is a person, they live on the fifth floor. Mm-hmm. Your guys or your stuff's on the third floor. Mm-hmm. Is the person on the fifth floor going to know about you, know what's going on? What goes on? How does that work?
Pretty unlikely. Our average stay is a little over a week, so that puts us around the midterm category. We'll have plenty of renters that are around 6 months as well. Everything is very seamless from check-in to check-out. It's automated. We have our own on-site staff, so there aren't really suitcases in the lobby. We have an extremely intense vetting process, everything from background check to in-person check-in to proprietary noise monitoring software to make sure that people aren't throwing parties.
Oh, high five to you on that. My God, you're already my favorite dude. Now, let me ask you, because we've been kind of alluding to the fact that this might be in an apartment building, but isn't it sort of, haven't you kind of staked out a whole neighborhood and started to help people in that neighborhood? I guess the best way to say it would be home share.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So the way we started out was actually single family homes in Edgewater, because that's the only area that has commercial zoning, but still has residential single family homes. So if you think about it, you'll see a single family home right next to a 50 story condo. And that's because it has T6 zoning, which under Miami 21, you can do short term vacation rentals.
All of Edgewater has T6?
Don't let everybody know.
Jesus, what are they doing living in single family homes? Who's not? Well, Will, you should be knocking on those doors, man. So wait a minute, though. Seriously, they got to have some kind of homeowners association back there that's stopping everybody from accumulating the homes.
Well, a lot of the owners are actually land bankers. So they're investors. It's not end users. So we'll go into that neighborhood, and that landowner essentially just wants their property tax covered until a bigger developer comes in, buys all the land, assembles everything, and then demolishes it and builds a 50-story building.
Wow, it's going to be just really terrific getting off at 62nd Street someday. But I guess I'm in the business of doing that, so we're going to have coffee beyond this. This is sounding great. So then you're going out, you're identifying the people that are the investors or the people that want to have this type of a circumstance, and then you're approaching them. So there's Edgewater. How about Aventura?
The furthest
Sky
north.
Sky Lake.
The furthest north we've gone so far is Miami Shores, but Aventura definitely has, it's a big market. A lot of people come there from Latin America to go shopping, so it's something we're interested in.
Yeah, all the apartments that were built in Doral, they must be a target for you, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Coral Gables over by the hospital and the university, my gosh, I can think of every single submarket. There's a reason that they should be there with you.
We're actually signing a lease tomorrow with a developer. I can't really say who yet, but a boutique project in the Grove right next to the Gables. So,
well, I guess I know who that is already. one of my clients. So, but I didn't do the introduction. Darn. So, but I have a good idea of somebody that I could introduce you to that would be in, let's say, well, Aventura. I have one in Aventura that I'll introduce you to. Let's see. By the health center, that's a good one. They're in lease
up. For medical, that's great.
They're in lease up, those guys there. We all know who we're talking about. The whole world knows. So I'll introduce you to my friend Jeff, who might even be listening, or his buddy Callum, who might be listening. Let's see. There's my friend Jay that has the place up in Aventura. Let's see. I can't just throw this all out there now. We don't want to give everybody a warning, but we'll talk about this. We'll go have coffee and talk about this. There's great stuff in I think this is great for Aventura. Sunny Isles, my friends in Sunny Isles. Well, that's a good question. What is the strike point for the types of units that you're going into? And you're not buying them, right? How
Correct.
Do you, what do you, I guess that, you see, real estate is, I'm going to get technical from it. Real estate's a bundle of rights. What do you go in there and get when you go in and get one of these houses or a unit in a condo or a unit in a floor in a hotel? How do you do that?
Sure. So specifically, the product type we tend to look for is slightly larger units. So two bedrooms, but ideally three or four bedrooms. That's really our niche. New construction is always a plus. But aside from those parameters and ideally east of I-95, that's it. There's a market for everything, whether it's Aventura, Doral, the Gables. there's a lot of demand.
So let me ask, I guess it's redundant because I'm already asking the question, but let me ask you this. So somebody builds a spec house. They use their brother-in-law's money, which is the way it always happens, right? It's the worst money to use, but they use it. They use their brother-in-law's money. They build the house. The brother-in-law wants the money back. They can't get financing. But let's say they sign a lease with you. Are you financeable?
We are. So we've had landlords refinance their mortgages based on our rental income. And a lot of times we are paying an entire year up front. So that rent's guaranteed.
Well, let me ask you another question. Who's building spec houses for you?
No one yet.
Well, wait a minute now. I think somebody may just start just about today. So let's say that you were looking to increase your... Just have to do this. I'm sorry I'm doing it on the air, but everybody, you can jump in anytime you want. Let's say that you were going to look for a place where you wanted to build supply. Where do you think a good place to add supply for your product type might be? I'm taking notes.
Sure. First, you have to have the zoning. So that's T4L or higher.
Well, why? Oh, because it has to be.
Because of Miami 21 transient rental laws.
Okay. So this in Miami Beach, no, because they got the zoning areas. But this, it's a land use driven thing.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's the first parameter, is it has to be legally zoned. There are a couple pockets in Miami Beach, but you're correct. Few and far between. So I would say MIMO would probably be the best neighborhood.
But you're there already.
We are. But there's land available.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it. Don't worry about it. We are. In fact, I know who I'm calling after this. So let's take a quick break so I can make that phone call, and then we'll be back with more business opportunities with Sexton States.
Sounds good.